Any fucking thing?
Whatever the hell. Goddamn, just, you know, niggas over here kicking shit. You feel me?
Yeah, but I took the motherfucker down on the cold, man. Man, I walked away from that bitch. Cheesing, boy. I ain't lying. Man, the motherfucking insurance company, they call it emergency assistant. You go down there and just put tarps on the roof. Yeah. Bet you're paying like $1,000, $3,000 a damn tarp.
Yeah, put the tarp.
Little fucking 20 by 20 tarp.
Like FEMA and shit like that?
Yeah, man, you go up there and bitch that motherfucker.
Ghost
dog. Cleaning up, boy.
Yeah, that nigga Boone cleaned up on that shit. Ghost dog. A lot of
people. But you gotta be there, got out there and got all the contracts first.
Man,
nah,
real
goddamn contract.
We
rolled up down
that
motherfucker. Look, we had one room.
My cousin went down there, and everybody already had an agreement with somebody in paper, and then he couldn't get no room.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, he came late.
Yeah, he came too. He's bullshit.
They had already.
Cause you gotta get down there.
Man, you gotta get down there and get quick.
You got people, bro. You can just pass by their house. Yeah.
Man, look, we went in one neighborhood, putting on the roof. It was an insurance job. We put on that tarp, dude walked across the street. Hey man, can y'all give me an estimate on my roof?
Yup.
Man, I walked across the street, gave him an estimate. The neighbor walked over there. Hey, can you give me one on mine too?
Got you.
Man, yeah. I was cleaning up, bro.
What you think?
Appreciate
you gotta measure it.
That's a big
man, I'll be honest with you, that motherfucker probably gonna.
If you say it's
gonna go up
$25,000,
it's gonna cost more. It's gonna cost more than that to do it.
It's gonna be at least 18-20 on it, bro.
Shit.
Probably. You know that material and labor, though.
But I know it's sales and material.
If you take on the material, you'll save a lot of money. Like, you get that shit.
Wipe my daddy, work at the place.
Yeah, I got gas in it.
Yeah, if you do that shit, you can.
Oh, you're gonna be talking about
that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That'd be your best out, just if you can get them something.
But the motherfucker explode on me or something.
I'm breathing that shit.
Man, you for a reason.
The UD. Yeah, man.
Fucking money doing that shit.
So let me ask you. You say you don't smoke because you don't want to smell like it, right?
I don't smoke because I don't smoke.
Oh, okay.
And then,
I'm saying, when I said hit the boy, you said, I smell like cologne.
I don't like smelling like that shit.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker got a natural high here.
Of all people here who can vouch for me, I used to have hundreds of pounds of that shit every day.
Fucking right. he
was there looking at it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Same too. What you mean?
Man, that shit coming through. Every week.
And this nigga here, as long as I've been clubbing with this nigga, he ain't never touched it.
Man,
we drink nigga under the table though.
My homeboy.
Boy, I never get that night we was in my truck, 049, coming home from Jackson. Goddamn, man. Doug was so drunk. He looked over me and that head went to the side. It threw up everywhere.
God damn, dude.
Bruh, my truck probably ain't have 600 miles on it.
You drinking Mad Dog 2020?
Man, I don't know what the wheels on.
What was that over there? What we went to?
Hey, shit, make your head throw up like a
man. Last time I drank it.
What we had went to that night?
That might have been Bassfield.
Nah, we was in Jackson, I believe. Because we was coming down 49. Coming back to Hattiesburg.
He was too high. Doug was too high. He don't remember.
I know.
Nigga, me and Huggy went on baby tour. Goddamn, you feel?
Shit look like it
remember
was
the Alabama trip?
It was at least $3,000.
That bitch looked like it was paid. I saw that shit at least
$3,000.
I said, damn, that motherfucker was out there, boy. And you went out there and performed.
Get in there, gonna be the one.
Yeah, I already.
We gotta go. We gotta go get the first two. We get
a chance. Yeah,
that motherfucker. Let me see it like that.
Get in there.
Yeah, Dub, I was talking to a friend girl of mine from the coast. I ain't calling no name right now. Come on, live. But anyway, today she was like, yeah, you know Dub G?
Boy, shut up.
Dub was in her inbox or do you
know? No.
Never in the inbox or
he used to all do that website stuff. I'm not going to call the place.
Okay.
Oh, you get a million of them.
That's my boy.
I said,
me and Dub, man.
Dub know everybody.
He wanted to say he need his own documentary.
Yeah, man, for real, Dub. You do.
Everybody called Dub G a legend.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard.
But you gotta think about. But you gotta think about this. But you never hear any legend call himself legend. That's your bullshit.
Hey, that motherfucker too.
No legends call himself.
But you know he done had his hands in a lot of people's projects.
Think about how many generations. How many generations you survived, Dub? The game.
Yeah, I've been around some generations.
I know I'm in my third generation.
This is 25. This will be 24 years right now. This is 24th actual quote unquote. My first album dropped January 1st, 2000.
Damn, before then, was you doing?
So yeah. So from 96, y'all, it was at 96.
And you just made me think about. I've been doing this shit 30 fucking years.
Yeah, you were.
My first.
I'm at 20.
I'm in California recording in 1994.
Indeed.
You were pothead from that song the other
day. I wish I would have. Hey, but real talk. Nah, that nigga
on that platinum shit.
Yeah, you know I was this nigga.
Yeah, but real talk though, me and James. James was fucking on.
Did you going on shows, doing them?
Yeah, you mentioned something about beating them.
I'm gonna tell you something.
But we can call James right now. He'll vouch for me. Yeah. He was fucking on Tupac's God Sister something.
Yeah.
We went to the picnic in Torrance Park. That's when I fell in love with them low riders. When I came back, I'm the first nigga doing that because when I parked them had all them 6-4s and shit back then on 3 wheels. I told James right there, he'll tell you the fact. I said, I'm getting me one of them motherfuckers. I had money then, but it wasn't big money. At the time, I had like $18,000. Yeah. Cause I go to the studio, I'm pulling all this money from the white man. This white man learned how to make me some beats. This motherfucker pulling the records out of shit. He going in there. Dude named Rich Wilson at Torrance in Audit Audio Studio, 94. You know what I'm saying? Right around the corner from NWA. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I never met them niggas. Only met Pop.
How you meet me?
Bogalusa,
that's great. Yeah, Bogalusa. But I knew you before Bogalusa, though. I knew, but that's how I met you. But I've been new. I knew him before he was working.
But Wayne didn't like me at one time.
No shit.
Hey, look.
Wayne would make a rouse about me. I could have got it. A girl gave it to me. Hey, the nigga was right. Why we ain't doing the podcast already?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I remember this motherfucker, I was like goddamn junior high some shit. This motherfucker, they had a car show down there at the school.
Yeah,
they say come up in that fucking blazer, boy. Hey. Warren G. Regulator. That nigga hit them 3 wheels on that motherfucker with the lean. I said, God, I gotta get me one of them.
Oh.
Well, okay.
But anyway, that car show, we're gonna talk about that.
Fucking 3-wheel motion on that damn
hole.
That nigga had what?
They called me.
In the back of that motherfucker.
Was it
long?
Shit.
Nah, it was in Salem.
Look,
they called my mama house.
Yeah,
you know, we had no cell phones. This is early 90s. They called my mama house.
I am gonna get a photo of us.
You might as well go ahead and start.
Look,
live. I'm just saying, I'm gonna get a photo of us just to put on this audio piece.
Oh shit!
So I pick up the phone. I pick up the phone and I answered, and they be like, "Is this Huggy?" I'm like, "Yeah." Can you please come to our car show? You done already won.
Before it even started.
We got your number from Blase Blase. Can you please come to our car show? You done already won.
Call him too. He got a clean car in town. He ain't even at the goddamn car show.
Man, this like a week before. Yeah, I pull up kind of late playing Snoop Dogg. I'm playing Snoop Dogg. I never forget.
I thought that was a damn regulator.
I threw that bitch up on three wheels. They forgot everybody's cars out there.
Damn, sure did, boy.
Hey, they forgot about everybody's cars out there.
That was my first chance seeing you at the damn costume. See, our damn dude.
Look, I've been a car fanatic all my life since little boy used to get my ass whooped by going in the store on Hot Wheels. My mama going up. Don't get to have no car. Shit. Day in the park. This nigga come through. I'm a building nigga.
Oh, he's killing here.
I'm selling eight. We charging for the park in the yard. My daddy and me out there getting money.
Which park we was at? Which
big one? Quarter park in Lumberton.
Oh,
big quarter park.
Okay.
You come through that motherfucker.
So what was I in? I was in the truck.
You was in that, I think that blazer. I think you was in that damn.
What
you was
the
in?
The drop top. Was that the day in the park?
Day in the park.
Yeah, it was the drop
with
top.
With all that beat in there.
Man, when I pulled that bitch up.
Trunk about to come
out. When I pulled up, they swarmed that motherfucker.
That bitch was red.
You thought Dr. Dre pulled up.
Boy.
Hey, motherfucker had some shit, boy.
And I had a red truck behind it, but I was in the drop.
I ain't gonna lie.
Also, I remember the truck.
Yeah,
shit, too.
Go down.
You and Jay
Rock fucking bottom and come back up like that motherfucker. But every time.
I just, I've been
every goddamn time.
Lucky.
Whatever. You know what CJ is. C said, man. He said, man, look at me spending that money kind of crazy. I said, man, what you talking about? He said, man, that motherfucker want. He said, man, when I saw that motherfucker tag 601 King, he said, man, that motherfucker going to jail.
I bet that rope was supposed to
have a group. Yeah, 601
King.
Man, when they, man, I kid you, I kid you not. When the motherfucker locked me up, they had my poster in there on the wall. They had that Get Your Weight Up poster, the one while standing with the Haitian shirt on and shit. They had it on the wall in that motherfucker. Damn. And when I knew it, it wasn't going to be a good
weed. Now they told me.
Man, them mother gave me 60 years for some fucking weed.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. When I heard that shit, I said, man, ain't no fucking way, bro.
Go ahead. Here we is all these years later.
Everything
all
different.
All these years later.
And this has been a presentation of the Music Playground. Y'all catch the rest of this later on. UD.